This episode of Turf Toe Show, we talk about Nick Foles, Kirk Cousins, and some Broncos fan who's obviously an idiot. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned. Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Turf Toe Show, presented by TurfToeShow.com. Yep. My name is Mike Floyd, and I'm kind of under the weather today. My allergies are acting up because South Texas is full of pollen and death and everything else. My eyes are burning.
Humidity and rain and sun and ants and bugs.
I could deal with the rain and the ants. It's everything else. Like, I can even deal with the cactus because I can see it.
Right.
Like, yeah. Until I fall on it.
Until you fall on it. Or even if you see it and you think you go around it, it still gets it. It still gets it.
But I'm here with Mr. Avalanche, Mr. Was it 305? Or 335?
That's Miami.
Oh.
Mr. 305 is Pitbull. It's Mr. 303, Denver, Colorado.
I knew it was a 30 something.
Yeah, man. 303. It's a 313, though.
It's missing.
It's missing, man.
Because he's a grown-ass man with braces now.
He's hoarding on that brisket.
Yeah, for real. Like, what's up with that? Like, so if this is the first time listening to us, we are the Turf Toe Show. We're a podcast, video show that deals with sports stuff. And we talk about sports and everything else. You can kind of tell we're kind of sad today. I'm just sad because I had to wake up. That's the only reason I'm sad.
I'm actually feeling pretty good today, surprisingly.
Because you might get a quarterback, finally.
Might get a quarterback.
You got two choices.
First off, this is breaking news. Ian Rappaport just reported that Trevor Siemian is on the trading block. So, if any of those teams out there need a quarterback, Trevor Siemian, 7th round draft pick out of Northwestern, is going to be out there. So,
do you happen to have his stats up at the moment?
Trevor Siemian?
Yeah.
I do not, but I have Kirk Cousins' stats up. I can bring up Trevor Siemian.
Because I'm wondering, like, because when I was watching the Broncos games, I kept hearing them talking about Paxton Lynch. Like, they wanted him to start. But Trevor Siemian was y'all's starter.
They wanted Paxton to start because he was a first-round. He's a first-round draft pick.
Okay.
But the way they set it up this year was they were Vance Joseph said they were going to do a quarterback competition between Trevor and Pax. And Pax is not that good of a quarterback, so he lost. But there were a lot of people in Denver that were saying the reason that he lost was because Trevor Siemian is a veteran quarterback. He has more experience in the NFL. So, okay. They kind of gave...
How long has he been in the league?
I'll tell you right now. Since I got the stats up. If I can read this.
Because I remember seeing him.
Since 2015.
So a three-year veteran. I mean, okay. Technically, that is a vet.
Yeah. But because he actually had some playing time. Well, 2015, he started no games. He was in what he... Looks like he had...
Because that was the Manning era, right?
Yeah, 2016, when he was a starter. Started 14 games.
Okay.
And then 2017, started 10 games.
Because pretty much those 2 years, Paxton Lynch was hurt the entire time, wasn't he? Or majority of the time? Because I remember it was like his shoulder, then it was like his knee.
Yeah. He had injuries the first... he had injuries this year.
Oh, yeah.
He injured himself... I don't remember the injury. I think it was his wrist. Either his wrist or his ankle or something like that. He got that injured in preseason, which they put him on IR and he didn't come back till halfway through the season. And then when he did come back, he got injured again and that just took him out for the rest of the season.
Wow.
But, I mean, there were talk all throughout, ever since they picked up Paxton Lynch, there was talk that they just need to start him and get through the growing pains and go through that. Or they just need to let him go. Because there's been like a lot of coach speak saying that he doesn't get it, but he's a great guy. Like they say, yeah, he's a great guy. He practices well. He knows what he's doing. But we have to, you know, trim out some plays.
Jamal Siemian.
No, talking about Paxton.
Oh, I think it's just Paxton. They're trying to justify, like you said, because he's a first round pick, and it was John Elway that picked him.
Oh yeah, no, exactly.
So he's got to, you know, justify wasting that first round. Because what draft was he?
Paxton.
Yeah.
Even what do you mean? What year?
Yeah, what year was he?
Not this year, but the year before.
Who's the big name that came out that year?
A lot.
Oh yeah, because Dak Prescott came out that year. Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Did Jared Goff come in that year?
Yeah.
So there was a bunch of big name QBs, and they got Paxton.
This guy from Memphis.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's been no real good quarterbacks on the roster for the Broncos since Peyton Manning left. And before that, there wasn't many either. But back to the possibility of Kirk Cousins, though. Like we were saying, you know, off air, it's going to take a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's going to take a lot of money.
I'm looking at it right now. They said the Broncos don't have a lot of room now. They only have 25 mil.
Yeah.
And they're in tough shape for 2019, currently 29th in available space. Mm-hmm. They could release and trade players to create more room, but one of them would have to be receiver Emmanuel Sanders, which would be kind of stupid to do if you're bringing in an actual quarterback. Like,
if in a scenario where we got to release or get rid of a wide receiver, I would honestly say get rid of, as much as I like him, Demaryius Thomas.
He's getting kind of old, too.
It's not even that he's getting kind of old, it's just I feel like you never see that spark from him.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes you see in games, it looks like he is fired up and he's all about it. He wants to win. Not saying he doesn't want to win, you know, any other time. But you never see that emotion. But with Emmanuel Sanders, you can tell this guy's out there putting everything on the line. And he wants to win. And he's going to try to, you know, catch the ball no matter what. And he's a little bit more outspoken. He said to himself that he's a diva. But he's not a bad guy to keep on the team if we have to lose a wide receiver. I'd rather it be Thomas and Sanders.
But they do have the 5th overall pick, and there are a couple quarterbacks coming out of this draft. I mean, you got Rosen, Darnold, but they'll probably be snatched up by either the Giants or the Browns.
Right.
You got, as much as I hate to say it, the boy from Oklahoma, Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
There's another cat coming out. There's a couple of them.
Well, at the Senior Bowl, the Broncos got to specifically coach Mayfield and Josh Allen, the quarterback from Wyoming. And I'm sure that'll help in the draft decision if either one of them are there.
Well, here's my thing. So, if we're talking about Kirk Cousins. So, from the reports I was reading, the Jets are going after him.
Right.
The Broncos are like, if he's there. I heard the Vikings might be going after him. Of course, the Browns. I mean, they throw money at everybody.
Yeah, they just want everybody.
And the Cardinals. Those are like the top Cardinals. Spots they're talking about. So, say like the Jets have a pretty high draft pick, right?
Yeah.
If I want to say he's like maybe 6. He's around that area. If they pick up Kirk Cousins, they have a $75 million in cap space, so they can actually pay for him.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, they still got Josh McCown, they you know, who's doing pretty good, so they still got a decent backup. He's been backed up for the rest of his whole career. But I mean, if they pick up Kirk Cousins, that'll allow someone like Baker Mayfield to drop down to the Broncos.
Right, yeah. Jets have the number 6 pick.
Okay.
And
what are the Broncos, number 5?
Broncos are number 5.
Oh, well, so they have a better shot at getting him regardless then.
Yeah. Lost my train of thought. My thought process this whole time has been for the Broncos to make a strong play to get Kirk Cousins, get a veteran quarterback who still has 6 or 7 years, you know, available. Right now, it's looking like that's going to be a long shot because of money, because of deals that would have to be made.
Yeah.
So the next step would be to try to draft a quarterback. And like I was saying before, they got to coach Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen at the Senior Bowl that just happened a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And some of the pros and cons I heard were Mayfield, he's short.
What's he, 5'11"?
5'11", 5'10", something like that.
Okay.
He's a little bit shorter, which apparently is huge to quarterbacks.
How tall is Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson's probably around the same height. He's a short quarterback, too. I mean, and so is Drew Brees.
Oh, yeah, Brees is pretty short, yeah.
That was one of the knocks on him when he first came in the league, was that he was short. But that's not...
It's not really a thing. I mean,
it's not a thing. If you're still mobile enough and then you're still accurate enough...
Because they had like these, like the NFL, like you grow a couple more inches, the linemen grow a couple more inches when they get to the NFL. It's like, nah, they're pretty grown men once they hit college. I mean...
Yeah, it's not like they're growing anymore.
They might grow like wider, but they're not even taller.
But that was one of the biggest knocks on him, was that he was short, and his arm, I guess his arm strength isn't where they would like to be. Versus Josh Allen, who they said he's a little bit taller, and he can just launch the ball downfield, but with no accuracy.
But I was saying, like, Josh Allen looks like the prototypical Broncos quarterback right now.
Yeah, he's a little bit taller. I'm tired of the tall quarterbacks that we have. Paxton Lynch is like 6'5", and Brock Osweiler was like
7 foot. Yeah.
Yeah.
You get that boy from, what is it? It's not Oklahoma. There's like some giant freshman quarterback that plays in the SEC right now. So y'all probably looking at him, got him on the draft board like,
probably.
Oh, he's 7'2"? Yes. Dude, this guy's massive.
But, I mean, I guess going back to Kirk Cousins, I mean, his 2017 stats, 64.3 completion percentage, 493 for that. 4,093 passing yards. That's a 7.6 yards per attempt with 27 touchdowns and 13 interceptions. For going 7-9 and the team that was around him,
he literally had nobody.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Because Jordan Reed wasn't healthy.
No.
They traded away the guy that went to the Bucks. Is it Sean Jackson?
Yes.
They traded him away. He only had one actual starting lineman, especially when he went up to Seattle and won that game. And Fat Rob, he wasn't really doing nothing.
No, and I think the only consistent wide receiver that's been there with him that was still there was Garcon.
Yeah.
And
you lock him down, I mean, then he has nothing.
Right.
So, yeah, he really hasn't had a team. So, and that's why it was surprising to me when they went and picked up Alex Smith. Is like, you just got an older version of Kirk Cousins. Right. Like, it doesn't make any sense. But, I mean, he's officially free. He can sign whoever he wants. And like we were saying, the teams that are they're pretty much on the radar for him, I mean, they got Jacksonville, but they haven't decided what they're going to do with Blake Bortles because he did pretty good for them this year. He finally started showing up. You got the whole Viking situation.
That's actually an interesting situation. I mean, they have Sam Bradford, Case Keenum, and Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater, their draft pick that they were high on and that was going to be.
I don't think they're going to get rid of him.
I don't think they're going to get rid of him either. But he was, at the time, that was their franchise quarterback.
Yeah.
That's who they were going to build around and build a team up. And he was going to be the face of the franchise. And, you know, the knee injury happened. And, you know, things kind of went away from what they thought it was going to be. But now, Case Keenum, who did amazing for him this year, which I don't know if it's a fluke or if it's just a team that is around him or if he had a good scheme and he was able to play to the strength of that.
You know what I would do? I would bring in Kirk Cousins to the Vikings, right?
Right.
Release Sam Bradford. Have a quarterback competition between Kirk Cousins and Case Keenum. Because you know Teddy Bridgewater's not going to be ready to go.
No.
In my opinion, he's not going to be ready to go. He's going to be a good backup, maybe for like another year.
Yeah.
Let those two compete. If Kirk Cousins wins it, win-win for everybody.
Yeah.
Case Keenum goes back to his little spot, so be it. But if Case Keenum wins, it just proves that Kirk Cousins is not worth the fucking money. And he sits on the bench, and then you.
But then, how much money are they going to have to give Kirk Cousins to get him to come there just for that little quarterback competition?
Well, it depends.
Is that going to be worth it for the franchise?
It depends, like what we were talking about earlier. If he's in it for the money or if he's in it to win.
Yeah, and
now if he's in it for the money, then don't go.
He's definitely in it.
If he's in it for the money, he needs to go to the Jets.
He's in it for the money.
So I mean, because if he's in it to win it, I would go to the Vikings because they actually have a squad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just proved they was it Atlanta? Did they beat in that game?
They beat Atlanta.
The Saints. I'm thinking of the Saints game.
Oh, yeah.
Even though the Saints defense finally showed up at the last second, like, what?
They showed up, and then they didn't show up.
He was just doing a shoulder lean the whole time. But, yeah, I mean, I like the Arizona Cardinals, but, I mean,
I don't know. Well, I mean, they got David Johnson, and they got Larry Fitzgerald.
And if David Johnson can be healthy, he's probably going to break his other wrist.
Okay, but you say that him breaking his wrist was something that's happened all the time. Like, he's been good prior to that. Like, that was just a fluke thing of him breaking his wrist this year. It just kind of came out of nowhere. Took the team off guard, and then, I mean, then, you know, the quarterback got hurt. That's, you know, that's no good. Drew Stanton is not a good quarterback. But, I mean, they still have Larry Fitzgerald, who, like we talked about last week, agreed to come back for another year. And I think that's in the hopes that they actually get a decent quarterback in there. To throw it to him because now at this moment their starting quarterback is Drew Stanton and you don't want another year of that guy.
Man, I'm getting all these Ian Rapoport's blowing up my Twitter and they're talking about like the Saints. So I was thinking about like I was like, oh, I guess they got caught cheating again. It was like, no, he got admitted for the flu.
Who?
The owner of the Saints. I'm just like, why is this news to me? Switch sides ruining gold. What are the Red Sox colors? Like, maroon or something like that?
Red and yellow?
Some weird colors. To that mean green, fighting green underdogs.
Philadelphia.
Nick Foles is technically not free, but he's technically the hottest topic on the market right now because he's a Super Bowl winning MVP, which is crazy to say Nick Foles is a Super Bowl winning MVP in the same sentence, but he earned it. I give it to him.
I mean, it's a good thing for him to say when his first start, he did throw 7 touchdowns in one game.
Yeah.
His first start.
You happen to have the all the teams that he's played with?
I do.
Okay, so I was telling Steve earlier that I heard an interesting stat from Skip Bayless, out of all people, that Nick Foles only plays good when he's with the Eagles. Nobody else.
So So I'll just read you some stats. So first off, 4 years with Philly. That's total, 4 years with Philly.
That's the Chip Kelly years, right?
Chip Kelly and then Peterman.
Oh, okay.
It's total.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
1 year with KC and 1 year with St. Louis.
I know the St. Louis year, I don't blame him for that one because it was Jeff Fisher.
Right, he played, he started 11 games, went 4-7.
Yeah, I blame anything that happens, anybody that has... that play under Jeff Fisher, I do not blame them for the career. He killed Vince Young's career.
Yeah.
He was about to bury Jared Goff, but luckily the Rams organization was like, no.
This is actually a good quarterback.
Yeah, and we're just going to get you away from here.
We'll just bring in.
Was he with the Titans when they got Mariota?
Who?
Jeff Fisher.
I'm not sure.
I think he might have been gone already. Luckily for Mariota. God. Jeff Fisher's just a whore. I don't see the allure of Jeff Fisher. I've never seen it. He just seems like a bad coach, but I digress. But I heard there's news reports stating that some GM, was it a GM or Rob Jarowski or somebody high up, was saying that in order to get Nick Foles, they need to give up 2 ones and 2 twos. I don't understand that. Like, I understand he's a Super Bowl winning quarterback. He technically wasn't the best quarterback on the field that night. Because Tom Brady threw for like 500 some odd yards. It's just that both defenses were garbage that night. It was just an offensive showdown.
Right, the Eagles made the one defensive play that they had to make. And they made some special plays on offense that they had to make that the Patriots weren't able to execute on.
I mean, because especially if the Patriots would have played one certain guy, this game might have been different. But, that's neither here or there. But it's just they're all talking about like this guy's like the second coming of Breezes. And it's like, no. He just happened to have a good game against a defense that we've all been saying all year is not that good. Mm-hmm. It just was a piecemeal situation and just happened to get Patricia a new head job for the Colts, not the Colts, but the Lions. They're not good.
Yeah, someone in the Patriots organization is able to live up to his word and take a job that he said he was going to take. But, yeah, so I've also heard some other crazy things. Listen to a lot of Denver sports radio. And there was a caller that called in that said the Broncos should trade Von Miller to the Philadelphia Eagles for Nick Foles and a 32nd round pick.
That's the last thing that the Eagles need is more defensive players.
That is. And that just makes no sense. My opinion is Nick Foles is going to be a solid, solid backup quarterback.
Yes.
In Philly. Because he knows the system. Mm-hmm. He can obviously run the system. Yeah. As was shown this year by winning a Super Bowl. But... they have Carson Wentz. Nick Foles can be that veteran guy. He can maybe, he can take over for him if maybe he's feeling a little down or something like that. Even before he gets hurt, they actually have a guy that can now step in and give your quarterback a rest, which sounds crazy in the NFL because that's not how things work. But if something happened, hey, we can sit down Wentz for a little bit, let him rest, bring in Nick Foles, and pretty sure we'll be all right.
Yeah.
But I don't see... I don't think there should be any team out there that should be rushing to try to pick up Nick Foles to be their starting quarterback because it's
unless they run a similar scheme that Philly runs.
Yeah,
that's the only reason I would see picking him up.
Similar scheme, similar defense. That's really one reason. I mean, his overall 4 year stats with Philly started 27 games. He's 17-10. Completed 607 completions for 61.1%. That's 7,290 yards and 51 touchdowns. And that's pretty good versus when he went to Kansas City for a year. He started one game, won it, 36 completions out of 55 attempts. That's a lot. 36 for 65.5%, 410 passing yards and 3 touchdowns. Man. Really wish I kind of would have seen that game.
Yeah, for real.
Sounds like a good game, just by the sets.
But as of right now, he's making $7.6 million with the Eagles as the number two quarterback. Mm-hmm. If I were the Eagles, I would try to keep him around, like you said. Right. I do think that's a good situation to be in, having a Super Bowl winning MVP as your backup quarterback.
Yes.
That's an awesome situation.
It is.
And then say like they make it to the playoffs again, and God forbid Carson Wentz gets hurt, you bring in the playoff killer. But I heard rumors that I'm looking at 24/7 Sports. It's a CBS little.
A
Affiliate? Well, subset. Yeah, I guess it's an affiliate.
Yeah.
They're talking about trading Nick Foles based on the development of Nate Sudfeld. I don't know who the hell Nate Sudfeld is.
That's their third string.
Yeah, it's a third string. I guess he got promoted to the roster last year, but I guess they held on to him. They had him on the practice squad before the Colts tried to claim him because they need a quarterback. If I was Nick Foles, I'd go to the Colts because Andrew Luck is not coming back. Andrew Luck still hasn't thrown the ball.
Yeah, in over a year and a half? No, I think he practiced sometime last year, but something is up with Andrew Luck.
He's not the same guy anymore.
He's not the same guy. He's not the guy that's going to lead the Colts from 50 points down to beat the Chiefs with new Vorhees. he's not that guy anymore. He's not that guy anymore. I don't know how his shoulder has gotten so messed up. I think this dude's had some weird injuries over his career. Like, he had a lacerated kidney.
Yeah.
A couple years back. I don't know how that happens or how he got hit to have a lacerated kidney. But now his shoulder is in a state of complete disrepair.
I think maybe it's
better now. I don't know.
I honestly think his shoulder's completely fine. I think it's in his head. But then again, maybe. I'm not a high-level playing quarterback.
Yeah, and you're not a doctor. That is.
Yeah, Andrew Luck tells Colts fans second shoulder surgery is not an option.
But what was the original injury?
I honestly forgot. I don't remember.
It's been that long, right? It's been that long that no one even remembers the original injury.
Okay, so according to Rappaport, Andrew Luck isn't throwing footballs yet, but I'm told he's throwing weighted balls heavier than footballs.
So he's... How's that make any sense?
I guess he's getting his range of motion back.
I guess.
And I guess if he could throw a heavier ball pretty far, once he gets the football in his hand, it should be no problems. I don't know. I mean, the Colts have signed a 45-year-old Adam Vinatieri to 1-year deals, so I don't know. They're just stupid.
Oh, another big piece of news, kind of digressing from a quarterback talk. Sad day for Oakland Raiders fans as Sebastian Janikowski was released from the team after 18 years. Sad day. He was a great player, scored a ton of points when that was the only way that team could score points.
Yep.
I mean, realistically, I'm surprised they got rid of him because he's been a clutch kicker. There's no reason.
I can tell you exactly why they got rid of him.
Why is that?
Because Gruden doesn't like him. Gruden never liked him.
Okay, I guess that makes
sense. Back when when he was getting drafted and they wasted a first round draft. Well, they didn't waste a first round draft pick on because he was like their best scorer ever.
Right.
He wanted. I forgot who else he wanted, but he wanted somebody else. And from that draft, and Al Davis was like, nah, pimp, I want the kicker first. And Gruden was like, what?
So obviously Gruden is already going in there making his impact felt.
Because I forgot who else was in that draft. But yeah, he was a first rounder in 2000.
Well, he had a good 18 years, man. Okay. So, 268 games, 414 field goals made.
Sean Alexander.
15 field goals attempted. 557 extra points made out of 563 extra points attempted.
Yeah.
I mean, this is over 18 years, all with Oakland, obviously. This is.
Do they have a Kickers Hall of Fame?
If a kicker could get into the Hall of Fame, he's probably going to be one of them. I mean, I don't see why he wouldn't.
But now Gruden wanted Sean Alexander in that draft.
Yes.
Hey, boy, what's Sean Alexander doing right now?
Well, he made the cover of Madden in 2003, something like that.
And it's promptly and got cursed.
Promptly got cursed, and the Seahawks went to a Super Bowl and didn't do anything.
Yeah. If I was an athlete and Madden came by, I was like, nah, pimp. I don't care how much money you're throwing me.
Right.
Especially if I'm having a good year too. No. Because, like, wasn't Brady on the last cover? I think Brady was on it last year, and they lost. Yep. And I think Gronk was on it 2 years before that, and they lost. So, I don't know. I feel like the EA offices have, like, a little bet going. I was like, who do we want to screw over now?
So, I guess if we want to talk about other sad things, the United States sucks in the Olympics this year.
It's the Winter Olympics, bro.
Hey, we're supposed to be good at everything. We're supposed to be number one.
It's all sports that... Honestly, I was trying to watch it the other day so I could have something to talk about, but it was one of the downhill, like, ski things where they're literally launching themselves off this hill and flying through the air and just landing. I'm like, the only thing that I saw was exciting about it was the danger part, because if they would have wiped that at the bottom, that would have been pretty gnarly, but I'm like, I don't understand that
I can't sport. Pretend I know anything about it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's, like, based on form or... It's got to be distancing.
It started out as a distance thing, and it was, like, it was distance and then how they landed. Because okay. I was slowly picking it up when I was listening to the guy talk. Because the guy talking about knew exactly what he was talking about. Like, well, the guy
course.
Was on point.
Of course.
Because I don't think he was, an NBC guy. I think it was an actual athlete that we got talking about it.
Like, we need someone who knows about this to come and talk about this, because none of us know.
But, dude, I was sitting there, I'm like, the speed skating. I understand it's just, like, track. But I don't know, it's something about track and field that is more exciting than just speed skating.
Well, okay, here's the thought I was having about speed skating versus track and field versus running around, like, the 400 meters.
Yeah.
You have, you're fighting against the ground, you're fighting against the friction from when you take a step. You know, say you're on sand or there's, like, a loose pebble or something like that. That's not going to help propel you forward.
Yeah.
That's going to take momentum from you. You know what I mean? If the surface is wet, like, that's going to affect your speed, affect your time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if you're on skates, you're using the skates to glide over the ice. Like, yeah, it does take some effort because you have to get up to speed.
Yeah, and maintain that speed.
Yeah, but also once you get that momentum, you're using the ice to keep you going in a way. You know, like, I feel like it's not as intense.
No.
I mean, they can go faster because they're on ice. You know what I mean? But
because if you look at the sprinters compared to the ice athletes...
Mm-hmm.
You could tell, like, who's more jacked. Like, it's...
Oh, yeah.
It's just the sprinters all day. Even the female ones are just, like, stupidly jacked.
Mm-hmm.
The ice skaters are just, like, some skinny bean poles. I'm like, I'm not knocking them. I just don't understand the sport. And no wonder why we're getting destroyed in it.
Right. And, I mean, I think we talked about figure skating a little bit last week. Like, those guys, they're doing some crazy stuff. Like, all these spins and
like, triple lindies and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the stuff that they're doing, like, it's... I'm sure it takes a lot of practice. Not to take anything from the skill that they obviously have perfected to represent the country. It's just, I don't understand it. I don't get where the points are coming from.
I guess it's where, I mean, I don't know, dude. Like, I never heard anybody growing up like, yo, I want to be a famous figure skater.
Right.
It's either I want to be a basketball player, football player, baseball player. I mean, sports that we actually dominate at.
I think it's a different culture.
But then again, I mean, if they played speed skating on TV every single day.
Right, like if it's something you saw all the time.
Then I guess maybe then.
Yeah.
Said they're like with hockey. I mean, I don't understand hockey, but hockey's pretty big in the United States.
Yeah, no, hockey's pretty big.
I still think it's a Canadian sport, but whatever.
Nah.
Majority of the people from on our hockey teams are from Canada and Eastern Europe.
There's a lot of northern guys who play hockey.
Define northern.
Northern United States?
Like, define northern United States, because if it's Buffalo, that's Canada.
Anything...
If it's anything near Wyoming, that's Canada. Like, Colorado just made the cut. You just made it. That little... the Rocky Mountain Range right there, that little spot right there that curves around, y'all just made the cut. Just barely.
It curves around pretty far north, though.
Yeah, like, right where it tip, like, starts curving, that's everything in, like, north of that little curve... Yeah,
that's, like, almost out of Wyoming.
Hey.
Starts to curve.
I still say y'all shouldn't be part of this anyway. Anything north of the 38th parallel.
The 38th parallel. Which is the fucking demarcation line between Canada and the United States. Good geography there. Good job.
I knew it was either 30th or 30th. I couldn't remember which one it was.
It might be. It's one of those.
So it's the 30th, 32nd, or the 30th, 38th.
This is a great sports talk we got going.
I was going to talk about the All-Star game, but I don't want to anymore.
I think the only thing people really remember about the All-Star game is Fergie singing the national anthem.
That was the worst.
That was pretty bad.
The worst. Our 30-second parallel crosses New Mexico and Texas, so it was not that one.
It was... I don't know if you watched it. It was pretty bad. Apparently, she was trying to do a jazz rendition of the national anthem, and it just came across bad.
Dude, the 38th parallel is North Korea, South Korea. That's like what I was thinking of it. I knew it was something. I was like, there's something particular about this. I know it. I just... It's a DMZ. Yeah, anything north of the 38th parallel is Canada. North Korea, you're now Canada.
Okay, all right. Well, that's good to know. There's a geography lesson for today.
My bad. I haven't been in school in a couple years, so...
38th parallel is the DMZ. North Korea, South Korea.
Oh,
speaking
man.
Speaking of North Korea, apparently they have an Olympic team. Or no, the Olympic team is Unified Korea, or Korea Together, or something like that.
Yeah, something weird like that. But I know one of their speed skaters tried to trip over the Japanese guy.
Sounds about right. I don't understand how a country that is, for all intents and purposes, pretty crazy and can't feed its people somehow has an Olympic team. And isn't somehow... Okay, so Russia is banned from the Olympics because of their doping scandal.
So, technically, the way it works out for Russia, they can't represent Russia.
Right, which is why they're...
The Olympic...
OAR.
Yeah, the Olympic athletes of Russia.
Right.
Which is hilarious to me.
Because it's still Russia.
Yeah.
But they can't have any state representatives. They can't play the national anthem when they win. They can't...
So, what do they play?
I don't know. They can't play... They can't put any Russian flags up. Which, okay, you know... I understand they're being punished for the doping scandal. You know, come to find out, all their athletes are fucking
juiced up,
steroids and stuff like that. But you have North Korea, who is starving millions of people, and is crazy. But they are still allowed to participate.
Yeah.
And now I'm not saying they're good, but they're still allowed to participate on the world stage. And some of the reports are kind of weird. Is in a way glorifying North Korea, which is...
I can see it two ways. I can see it as if we're willing to allow North Korea to participate, maybe it will strengthen relationships between them and allow them to stop being so stupid and hermity. And let bring them into the normal fold of like, kind of like how we did with Iran and Iraq and stuff like that. You know, we know you're crazy, but you know, we're willing to work with you. Here's these Olympics. We'll come chill with you for a while. We got all our dignitaries in the same area.
True.
But then again, I also agree with you. The way they treat their people, we shouldn't be giving them any special favors. Like, either fix your shit or don't compete.
Yeah. I mean, especially in their mind, we're still at war. The Korean War for them is never ending.
It's like, it's stupid over there. But that's going to be it for this episode of Turf Toe Show before we get into a whole political climate lesson and stuff like that.
Baseball starting soon. Spring training. That's going to be great.
The actual basketball is going to start picking up now. Since All-Star break is over. It should be pretty good now. It should be really good.
Yeah, playoffs will be starting soon. Things will actually start happening.
Playoffs? What you talking about practice?
But, man, you got any final thoughts?
You can follow us on all the social media websites, turtleshow.com, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. I'm going to go start a Discord, which will allow us to do, like, have people, like, call in chat. Yes. It's kind of like Skype, but it's better. It's actually secure, and it actually works on, like... Right. Some of these programs around here. So you can actually get your face on here. And that's about it.
And we can talk to you. We can go live. So that'll be great.
So next time, guys.
Turf Toe.